I'd like to greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'd like to start with a prayer here. Father, I come before you this day, Lord, and thank you for our opportunity to serve you and to come before you, Lord. I pray that you'd be with my stammering tongue as I share what you've laid on my heart, Lord. I pray that you'd be with the remainder of the service. Praise your precious name. Amen. This morning I'm wanting to speak on backsliding. I would like to read out of Proverbs 14:14. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Sorry about that. Backsliding is really easy to do because you don't have to do anything at all to backslide. If you're not climbing, you're rolling backwards. This might help illustrate what I'm trying to say. Think of a young man driving a truck. He's climbing a steep, curvy, narrow mountain pass when his brakes stop working or give out. If he quits pressing on or pushing on the gas, you could say, he'll start to roll back down the mountain and most likely over the cliff to his death. So it is with us when we quit pressing forward to our Lord. We start to roll backwards and we'll most likely end up dying spiritually, as it says in 2 Peter 2:20 through 22. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it has been better for them not to have known the way of the righteous than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. As you can see in those verses, that it was worse off for the ones that had been climbing to go back to what they'd come from, or even worse. For an example of someone that backslid, I want to turn to 1 Kings 11:6-11. This is about Solomon here. So, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and went not fully after the Lord as did David his father. Then did Solomon build in a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that was before Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the abomination of the children of Ammon, and likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrifice unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him according this thing, that he should not go after the other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, forasmuch as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee and will give it to thy servant. As it mentioned in these verses, that the Lord appeared unto him twice, and he still backslid into sin, and I would imagine it was much worse than what he came out of, seeing as going to idol worship and all. It was insomuch that the Lord said that he would rend the kingdom from him. He had took up idol worship. We might not worship an idol openly, but we have things in our lives or in our hearts that we put before the Lord. We might not say we're not worshiping an idol, but we put it before the Lord in our lives. It would be good to examine ourselves regularly to see how we are before the Lord, as it says in 2 Corinthians 13:5. get it here. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? Saying, you know, to examine ourselves that we can know ourselves, and we can know if Jesus is in our lives. Then there's this story of a church group of men that went to rebuild a large building. When they got there, one of the group said, "Why? We could get five more years of use from that roof. It looks strong, but looks can be deceiving. Before long, three of the men had fallen through the roof. It was rotten underneath the shingles. Our Christianity can be like that. We can look good from a distance. The outside visible part might appear to be sound, but underneath there's rottenness and someone's going to fall. We are backslidden and in need of serious repair." 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." As John put it, the Lord is more ready to forgive us than we are ourselves a lot of times, he's more ready to forgive us than what we are sick of our sins and stuff, I should maybe say. Jeremiah 3:22. "Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God." So the first half would be the Lord saying to return, and Israel saying, "Return to thee." So Jeremiah 3:12. "Go and proclaim these words towards the north, and say, Return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever." As you can see in these last verses, the Lord wants us to return to Him. He is merciful and faithful to forgive us our sins. I'd like to turn to Hebrews 2:1-3. "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, should we word, how shall we escape if we neglect the great salvation which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" Jeremiah 9:23-24. "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." If we do right or and believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and live for Him, the Lord is pleased with us. So I just want to say thank you for listening, and that's all I have. The Lord bless you all.